Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Did you know that one in four children admit that they find it hard to switch off from games and apps? I know that's mind-blowing, right? If you have kids, it's not mind-blowing at all. And if you use social media yourself, you'll know how it can just eat up your time and even become addictive. So I'm delighted to be able to get some advice from Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafeKids.ie. Good morning, Alex. You're so welcome to the show today. Social media is a bit of a minefield, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. And actually, another statistic that might be interesting is that half the children that we surveyed, so I think the first statistic you were referencing was the survey that we did earlier this year, and it was of 8 to 12-year-olds. And actually, half of them told us that they thought they spent too much time online as well. So I thought that was quite a high level of self-awareness as it is.
Yes.
But social media and gaming are the things that are eating up our time online.
They're eating up our time. I have a 7-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 17-year-old at home, and a 21-year-old. And I find the 21-year-old's okay. The 15 and 17-year-old definitely are not okay. And I'm always struggling with the 7-year-old because she's watching her brothers and wanting just as much time as they're. It's a minefield. And as a parent, you know, you try to shut it down. That doesn't work. You try to limit it. It's hard to stay on top of it. What are the guidelines, first of all, about ages, and how do you manage and monitor that time that they're having on the screens consistently?
Yeah, and it is really tricky. And actually, the survey that we did was 8 to 12-year-olds. So in theory, all of those children are under the minimum age restrictions of the popular social media apps. So the ones that they're on are the things like YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Instagram. And all of those applications have a minimum age restriction of at least 13. And in fact, WhatsApp is 16.
Yeah.
So these children are getting access to these platforms. And you have to assume that to a large degree, it's not always the case because sometimes children are doing things without their parents' knowledge. But, you know, it oftentimes it's because the parents have agreed to allow them onto those services. And, you know, we see that from our statistics. You know, a huge number of the children that we're surveying, you know, do have access to online, to social media. So we know that it is common. But what we would say to parents is hold off for as long as you can. You know, do bear in mind minimum age restrictions because social media, there is a lot of content there that, you know, isn't for children. And there are things, you know, we see a lot of bullying, for example, on social media. We see, you know, some kind of inappropriate messaging and inappropriate content and sometimes inappropriate contact. So it is important to be mindful. And one of the things that we would say to parents is arm yourself with information. So if your child comes to you, you know, say your 10-year-old comes to you and says, I want to be on Snapchat. Look it up. There's so much great advice out there.
You know, no way. I go, beep, warning bells.
Yeah. Well, but you say that, but we know that quite a large number of 10-year-olds do have Snapchat accounts. So we need to be mindful of that, and we need to make sure that we're equipping parents with the knowledge of how to manage this. So what we would say is go check it out. There's a great website. We always recommend it. It's called Common Sense Media. .org, and it is one of those sites that's just a great reference point. So if your 10-year-old comes to you and says Snapchat, look it up, see what the experts say, because what they'll do is they'll give you an expert view, they'll also give you a parent view, and they'll even give you a child view. So you get this very holistic overview of this app, and they'll give you their age rating, which could in fact differ to the official age rating.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower.
So commonsensemedia.what?
.org. CommonSenseMedia.org. It is an excellent reference point. Obviously, we also have our website, CyberSafeKids.ie, and WebWise.ie, which also contain lots of great information about apps and games that our children are using.
So, Alex, let me ask you this. How do you know, are there signs that you're running into trouble with your kids? Because I think, I don't know. I mean, I I think of myself as a conscientious parent, and even as a conscientious parent, I find that it's just, it, some days you just get, you're like, oh, they're on screens, but you know what? I need to get this done, or I need to, and you just don't care. And then other days you're like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Now they're addicted. So how do you, what signs should you be looking for that too much is too much?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think there's any, you know, it's very difficult to be the perfect digital parent. And actually, there was a really good article in the Irish Times a few weeks ago, which talked about being good enough. You know, just try to be a good enough digital parent.
That's a nice phrase. I like that.
Yeah,
it takes
yeah.
some guilt out of it, because there's a tremendous amount of guilt floating around out there for parents at the moment.
There is. And you know, I'm a parent, and I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, so I know exactly how this goes.
And it
is a really tricky one to navigate. In terms of how much is too much, I think it's about being mindful of what they're doing on their screens, as well as, you know, because it's not so much the time that they're spending, because they could be having an hour-long conversation with a really good friend of theirs who's moved away from the area, and it's just a great catch-up, and they're having great fun, and that's a good use of time. They could be, you know, playing an educational game that's got real problem-solving skills or kind of mathematical skills, or, you know, so again, that might be a good use of time. They could be doing a dance routine or learning a dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another good use of time. So it's really focusing on what they're doing. And, you know, passive sedentary use is a less constructive use of time. So trying to minimize that. So kind of endless gaming or endless scrolling on social media probably isn't the best idea. So
not
trying
good.
To curtail that.
Yeah,
and keep an eye on it. And it is hard to keep an eye on. So then that's why we say to parents, where possible, keep them in family spaces when they're on their devices. Now, obviously, that gets harder as they get older, and you're not, you know, you're going to struggle to say that to a 15-year-old. You know, you always have to be in front of me when you're on your device. But you can say it to a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old. So, you know, do that. Keep them in, like, the living room or the kitchen where you can just check in with them. Just a quick look over the shoulder, a quick conversation. You can hear conversations that they might be having in the context of an online game. So it's being able to keep an eye on them. It's keeping an eye on what they're looking at. And don't be afraid, again, when they're younger, to pick up the device and have a check and do it in a transparent way and say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be checking, you know, what you're looking at. I'm going to be checking your friends list. Because I think that's an important way of keeping an eye on what they're doing as well. And again, that's probably for younger kids, but still an important strategy for keeping an eye on what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, we're running out of time here, but I could talk to you forever, so we're going to have you on again. But I think a lot of parents, what you just said there is important, because I know as a parent, sometimes I in the beginning when all this, I almost feel like I have two families. I have older children. They weren't really affected by this. The younger children are definitely affected by this, because when smartphones came in and the internet kind of ramped up and all of these apps and things, there's definitely, I can see a huge difference in how my older children grew up and how my younger children are growing up. And as a parent, it is just so difficult to kind of get that line right of of how much is too much and what's okay and just the parameters. So we'd love to have you on again. I hope you'd come on again, wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Because I think this is a topic that parents really do struggle with, and sometimes we just put our heads under the duvets and go, oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
But it's important to stay alert, isn't it?
Yeah, and focus on that being good enough. You know, keep trying to keep an eye, try and keep informed, try and engage, have conversations. Those are the simple things that we can do, and we can do them in a consistent way.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. Really, really appreciate it. Great advice there for parents and guardians, so that we might be a good place to start, you know, to start thinking about, like, asking those questions, being aware. If you want to find out more and get more information from the website, cyberkids.ie. We thank Alex so much for coming on this morning. She's the CEO of CyberSafe Kids, cybersafekids.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.